بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن أحبار رضي الله تعالى عنه: حتى إذا مضت 40 من 50 واستلبث الوحي. كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه, just briefly, that he did not go out in the battle of Tabuk, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned. He felt very guilty, he was thinking of making excuses, but finally he spoke the truth, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him and another 2 sahaba who were genuine sahaba, who did not have any excuse for not going out, they were reprimanded, and then they were boycotted, and they could not speak to anyone. He passed his time like this in a very difficult condition, and then the king of Ghassan wrote a letter to him and told him that we have come to know that your master, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sort of ill-treating you, he has boycotted you, so you can join us and we will look after you very well. He realized this was another very great test from Allah Ta'ala. He tore that letter up and threw it into the fire. Further then he says, حَتَّى إِذَا مَذَتْ 40 من 50. Until 40 of the 50 days had passed in which they had to go through this ordeal. It wasn't for a day or two, but for 50 days they had to go through this ordeal. So when 40 of those days had passed, then under Faqan, وَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِهِ وَاسْتَلْبَثَ الْوَحْيُ, and wahi still did not come down with regard to us, it was delayed what our matter was, and we were going through this ordeal where we were boycotted, where we were feeling very low and very down. إِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِذَا رَسُولُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَأْتِينِ. And then he says, the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me, and another very great test was put to us. He said, فَقَالْ إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَأْمُرُكَ أَن تَعْتَزِلَ إِمْرَأَتَكَ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent this message that you must now separate from your wife also. After going through all this, now the order came, you have to separate from your wife as well. فَقُلْتُ أُطَلِّقُهَا أَمَّاذَا أَفْعَلُ. He asked, must I divorce her, or what am I to do? We can see on the one side the great spirit of the Sahaba, that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered them to even divorce their wives in order to come clear by Allah and His Rasul, he was prepared to do that also. So he asked, must I divorce her, or what must I do? فَقَالَ لَا بَلْ تَعْتَزِلَهَا فَلَا تَقْرَبَنَّهَا. He said, no, you don't have to divorce her, but just separate from her and do not become intimate with her, do not have relationships with her. وَأَرْسَلَ إِلَىٰ صَاحِبِيَ بِمِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. And the same message was conveyed to my other 2 friends also, that they also have to separate from their wives. فَقُلْتُ لِإِمْرَأَتِي. I told my wife then, when this command had come, إِلْحَكِ بِأَهْلِكِ. Go and join your parents now. Go to your mother's house and go and stay there. This command has come that I have to separate from you. فَكُونِ عِنْدَهُمْ حَتَّى يَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. And stay at your mother's place until Allah Ta'ala decides this matter for us, and whatever is the decision, till then you stay by your mother's place. فجاءت امرأة هلال بن أمية رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت له. Then the wife of Hazrat Hilal ibn Umayyah, one of the three Sahaba who were also boycotted in this way, Allah Ta'ala's message went to him also that he must also separate from his wife. Then his wife came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, inna Hilal ibn Umayyah shaykhun da'iun. That my husband, Hilal ibn Umayyah, is an old man and he cannot look after himself. Laysa lahu khadimun, and he hasn't got anyone to serve him also. He needs attention all the time, he's gone old. فَهَلْ تَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَخْدُمَهُ. So So do you dislike that even if I just stay with him and just serve him? If you give me permission for that, so I can look after him and serve him. فَقَالَ لَا وَلَكِنْ لَا يَقْرَبَنَّكَ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem, you can stay and look after him, but do not become intimate with him. فَقَالَتْ إِنَّهُ وَاللَّهِ مَا بِهِ مِنْ حَرَكَةٍ إِلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. She said, by Allah, he has got no desire whatsoever with regard to anything like that. He was an old man as it was, and also this ordeal that had come upon them. So she said, he has got absolutely no desire for anything like that. وَوَاللَّهِ مَا زَالَ يَبْكِي مُنْذُ كَانَ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ مَا كَانَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِهِ هَذَا. And she further said that by Allah, since this command came that the Muslims have to boycott him, etc., no salam also, since that time there is nothing what he does but crying. He's just crying to Allah Ta'ala, which we will perhaps call today depression. He's gone into this very, very sad condition that he's just crying all the time. From here also we see, just because they displeased Allah and His Rasul in one command, therefore they are prepared to go undergo these difficulties in this world, so in the Akhirah they don't have any problem whatsoever. And how much of love they had for Islam, for Allah and His Rasul, that all these difficulties they tolerated. فَقَالَ لِي بَعْضُ أَهْلِي. Then Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, some of my family people gave me this advice and said to me, لو استأذنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في امرأتك فقد أذن لامرأة هلال بن أمية أن تخدمه. That if you also go to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you also ask him permission that if your wife can also look after you and attend to you, see to your needs, etc. As Hilal ibn Umayyah went and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had permitted his wife to stay with him and to care for him, look after him. So they said, you also go, you will also get permission, your wife is with you, at least that solace and comfort you will have. فَقُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَأْذِنُ فِيهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, no, I will not go and seek permission from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because وَمَا يُدْرِينِ مَاذَا يَقُولُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا اسْتَأْذَنْتُهُ. Because I do not know what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say to me if I go and ask permission. وَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ. And I'm a young person. He was an old man. He needed some care. There was nobody else to look after him. But I'm a young person. I don't know what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say. So I do not want to go. فَلَبِثُ بِذَٰلِكَ عَشَرَ لَيَالٍ. He says then, I stayed another 10 days like this. That my wife also now was gone. And just like that on my own, I was staying for another 10 days. فَكَمُلَ لَنَا خَمْسُونَ لَيْلَةً مِنْ حِينَ نُهِيَ عَنْ كَلَامِنَا. He says then, for another 10 days had passed, which completed now 50 days, since the time that people were asked to boycott us and not speak to us, not make salam. So they passed this 50 days like this. Then further he explains how the opening came and what great ni'mat Allah had bestowed them with. So we learn from here that we should not wrong Allah Ta'ala. When we do wrong, we should sincerely make tawbah. Today, no wahi is going to come for us that we have to do this or we have to do that. But we know we must make tawbah, correct our lives. When we do that sincerely, Allah Ta'ala's opening comes and then Allah Ta'ala's great help comes to a person. In the first place, we should not do anything wrong. We should be very careful. If perchance we do commit any wrong, we should resort to tawbah and istighfar in great earnestness. May Allah give us all the blessings.